Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And now we want to turn to that chilling story out of Oklahoma that is reverberating in Australia. Former Australian Deputy Prime Minister Tim Fischer is urging Australian tourists to not travel to the U.S., given the statistical fact that they are 15 times more likely to be shot dead in the U.S. than in Australia. He also told CNN's Piers Morgan that Australians should boycott the U.S. as a way to force Congress to act on gun control. This is all in response to the shooting death of 23-year-old Australian college student Christopher Lane in Duncan, Oklahoma last week. Police say Lane, who was studying in the U.S. on a basketball scholarship, was jogging through a Duncan neighborhood on Friday when three teens drove up and shot him in the back because police said they were bored. KSWO 7 News reporter Claire Crouch is in Lawton, Oklahoma. That's near Duncan. And Claire, what more are the police saying? And have the teens or their lawyers countered that notion that this was just driving around bored and seeing what would it be like to kill somebody?
That's really been the sentiment from the very beginning. It's what the police had kind of ascertained from the initial investigation. And the way they really got that confirmed is the 17-year-old suspect, Michael Jones, made a straight confession and told police they were bored and they just wanted to kill someone. Yeah. And that has been the sentiment from the beginning, and none of the other boys have come forward with any type of confession disputing that or confirming it, but until now, that's all we've got to go on. So it's very hard to swallow to think that that really could be the only motive, but yeah, that's the only fact we can go on.
How are people there reacting to this?
As far as the randomness of it, no one really seems to be scared, as if they think this is something that's going to spread throughout the community. No one thinks that this is going to be something that will be happening again and again. Duncan is a quiet town. It's a nice town. But it does have people shaken up. It has people worried. This is actually the fourth or fifth violent crime committed by a juvenile in Duncan over the past about 4 to 5 months. So that has people concerned. It has people worried that maybe the youth in our area aren't valuing their lives as much as they should. Maybe morals aren't being instilled as firmly as maybe they once were. But it doesn't have people shaken up. Really, what we're hearing about concerns about racial tensions and things
like
that.
I want to bring that up. We just have a minute left, but people like Donald Trump are tweeting, why isn't the mainstream media all over this as they were over the Trayvon Martin story? Lane, who was killed, was white. The three boys in the car, two were black, one was white. The two are charged with the shooting. The white young man claimed to have been the driver. He's the one who made the confession. Just very briefly, are people seeing this through a racial prism?
Not locally. I think that's really coming from a more global perspective. Here, that had never been something that we picked up on, but that is building up some momentum, I think, now that it does have the global attention.
Yeah.
And from police, we've never been given any indication that it is a hate crime. What it appears to be is random.
And terrible. We'll follow the story. KSWO 7 News reporter Claire Crouch in Lawton, Oklahoma. Claire, thank you. Back in a minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.